This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
What did you forget and had to go back to the store? It's a busy weekend from Thanksgiving to decorating for the holidays, doing all the shopping. It's Elizabeth the Radar here on The Mix. And we decided this year that we were going to go with a real Christmas tree.
You did the real thing. All right.
Last year was supposed to be the last year of the real tree because we were planning on getting new carpeting in the area where the tree would go.
So no way you're going to put a new tree there, a real tree.
I didn't want to mess with the needles and the sap and the watering and everything like that if we had the new carpeting. Well, we ended up doing other things this year. We didn't get new carpeting up in that area where we put the tree in the loft. So we decided, okay, let's go back out to one of the tree farms, get the Christmas tree.
Just like the Griswolds.
Which, let me tell you, based on how cold it was on Friday night, it did not take long to pick the tree. My husband at one point said, I think this is the fastest the three of us have ever decided on a tree. And we said, yeah, because we're freezing.
You didn't wind up like Audrey?
Our eyelids are frozen shut. It was so cold and windy out. I'm like, yeah, that one's fine.
Clark, she can't feel her waist down.
And then Brayson, what about this one? That one's good too. Eric, well, what about this one? That one's fine.
Which one do you want?
Let's compare. I'm sitting there going, that one, I don't care. So we ended up, we bought, you know, some outdoor decorations and everything like that too. And we get the tree all tied up on the top of the car. That's a whole process, you know, with the ratchet straps and everything.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And of course, because we're gluttons for punishment, we brought the dogs with us. Why did we do that?
A real family affair.
Why did we do that?
Bring the dogs.
Mila kept trying to jump out of the car. It was a whole thing. We got the tree. We got it up on the roof.
Nice.
We're headed home.
Okay.
We had to stop at the grocery store to pick up just some last minute snacks for decorating the house. So we did that. Then we also had to pick up some batteries, some of the little light up things that you put on the trees and everything. We're all set. We've got the star. We've got the bin up. We've got the ornaments. We've got the lights. Got the extension cord. Everything. So getting the tree into the house, always a process. We're trying to manage getting it and up the stairs into the loft. Don't knock things off. Don't hit the ceiling. I'm telling you.
Oh, can hear it right now.
My son is a bull in a china shop. I get it. He's a big Marine. He's strong. He wants to kind of, you know, flex that muscle. So he wants to take the whole tree in by himself.
I got this.
Almost took out the entire banister and knocked over a candle.
You want the tree in the house or what?
My gosh.
It comes with a price.
So he goes upstairs. And also, he's not thinking that there's sap. He went to put it was like slow motion. He went to just set the tree down on the carpet.
Oh.
And I'm like, hang on.
Wait a minute.
I need to get a towel. And he's like, oh, okay. So he's standing there, puts it on his foot. I grab a towel, put it down. All right, we come upstairs. And Brayson says, where's the stand? I said, oh, your dad has to get it. I'm like, Eric, get the stand. He goes into the basement. Where's the stand?
Oh, now we don't know where the stand is. Wonderful.
I said, it's up by where we put the witch's boots that we put out for Halloween. It's on the top shelf.
You're mixing the holidays together?
And he's like, there's no stand. I said, yes, there is. And you know, men can't find things sometimes. They're right in front of their face.
Yeah, all the time. The butter, always in the refrigerator. It's right in front of your face. Where? Oh, right here. Okay.
So he's in the basement. Come down here. It's not down here. I'm like, all right, Brayson, hang on. I go downstairs to the basement. I turn the corner. There on the top shelf, a huge open space where the stand would be.
Where it used to be?
And then I looked at Eric and I said,
What happened?
We threw it away last year because we were done getting real Christmas trees. So this is 8:30 at night. And Eric's like, where are we going to get a stand right now at 8:30 at night?
Don't need one. You got a Marine. You got Brayson. He can just stand there and hold it the whole night.
And he's like, should I go to Target? Should I go to Walmart? Should I go to Home Depot?
My gosh.
And I said,
stores are closing soon.
I said, go to Home Depot. And I looked. I'm like, you've got time. Go to Home Depot. And he's like, ah, all right. Well, what if they don't have it? I said, well, then there's a Target right there. Go to Home Depot. So he's like, Brayson, bring the tree back down. We're going to Home Depot. So Brayson
the
has that tree.
Come back
it's coming back. There's nowhere to set it. There was nowhere to put it upstairs without getting needles everywhere.
Oh,
there's the couch.
Gosh.
There's the TV. It's in the loft. There's the big window. Where are you going to put it?
Yeah, you can't
so Brayson
put it anywhere.
Carries it downstairs. So more needles, scraping the banister. And I'm sitting there thinking, this is why I just wanted to be done with the real tree nonsense. So now he has it leaned up against the wall in the living room. I'm trying to keep the dogs away from this thing. They run to Home Depot, come back. Finally, about 9 o'clock, we get the stand. We put the tree in. We're ready to go and decorate the tree. But what was
your
last minute trip to the store? Did you forget anything? Did you have one of those moments? How did we forget the stand? Why did we not put the stand out first so when we put it up, we could put it right in the stand?
We must be so busy in life because my wife, Jess, and I was kind of trying to get her to buy a real tree. And she said, yeah, because you know what? Maybe we will because the pre-lit we have this year, which we put up a couple weeks ago. Remember I had to put extra lights on and his garbage. And I'm like, yeah. I went downstairs and I went, oh, wait a minute. Oh, we, at the end of the holiday, remember, babe, we bought one for this year. So now we have a new one. We didn't even remember buying one last year and throwing away the old one. You didn't remember the tree stand was thrown out.
It's like we do. We have so much going on. Well, you could call or text 414-432-1099. What did you forget and had to go back to the store?
Such a pain.